Just 1 week after winning the special election to serve out the unexpired term of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, Senator-elect Scott Brown is getting to know some of the constituents he will represent. Today, he made courtesy calls in Boston, meeting with people he knows did not support him during the election. WBUR's Steve Brown went along.
Brown says one of the first meetings he wanted to have was with Mayor Tom Menino, adding he and the mayor have had a wonderful working relationship for 12 years. The two huddled over breakfast at the Parkman House, a Tony Beacon Hill brownstone owned by the city and used by Boston mayors over the years to receive honored guests.
Scott and I have been friends for many years, and he's a Republican, I'm a Democrat. But those days are over. It's about how we continue to work together to make this a better state and how he could help the capital city continue to thrive.
On the surface, the morning meeting with the mayor and an afternoon meeting in Roxbury with African-American and Latino clergy appeared to build new bridges between the suburban Republican lawmaker and the city. But Brown tried to stress he was no stranger to urban issues.
Well, with all due respect, I was the co-chair of the MECO caucus for many years. I brought back millions of extra dollars, gave my maiden speech on the MECO issue, and that's a program, as you know, that helps minority children have different learning opportunities. So when you say I haven't been involved, I have to respectfully disagree. I've had great involvement in issues affecting minority youth throughout the state.
Brown expects to be sworn into his new job by February 11th. In the meantime, he's planning on reaching out to constituencies here in Massachusetts that may not have supported him in the past. Only 30% of Boston voters cast ballots for him in last week's election. Still, he says he wants to serve the entire state, including the city.
We need to make sure Boston continues to be even more viable and more economically sound so it can really be the catalyst for the rest of the state. And I felt it was very important. We did talk about jobs and job creation, summer jobs for kids.
Job creation was one of the key topics Brown discussed with clergy members who welcomed the senator-elect to their neighborhood. Reverend Herman Hamilton, president of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, said he was delighted to meet with Brown and looks forward to working with him, politics aside.
As clergy, when we stand up in our pulpits, as someone reminded me earlier, to preach, we don't ask how many are Republicans, how many are Democrats. We're concerned about the lives and souls of everybody. And we intend to have a really productive relationship with the new senator-elect. And where we agree, we're going to work very hard. Where we disagree, we're going to make that known and seek to hold him accountable.
Brown acknowledged he and the clergy members won't always see things eye to eye, but thanked them for their hospitality.
It was great. And I'm very thankful for the warm thoughts, the prayers, the encouragement, and the desire to keep an open mind about everything that we discussed. And while we may not agree on everything, I think we're going to find more common ground than not.
Brown says he'll be sitting down with Governor Deval Patrick, another supporter of his vanquished opponent, Martha Coakley, later this week. He says he plans to urge the governor to speed up the release of stimulus funds. He says while he looks forward to having a chance to meet with President Barack Obama, he won't be in Washington to watch the president's State of the Union address tomorrow night. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.